Okay, I know everyone knows about my situation from the spring. I just want to say publicly, as I've done privately, that I apologize to our organization, our owners, our coaches, our players, everybody involved in this organization for any negative light that has been shined upon them because of this poor decision that I made. It was definitely, you know, my responsibility. It was a poor decision on my part, and I've taken the steps to ensure that it doesn't happen again. All right? Philly this week poses a good test for us again this week. Offensively, I think they're like 10th in the league right now as far as scoring points a game, which is at 24. They're number 8 in rushing, and they've only, other than last week, they gave up 5 sacks. Other than that, they had only given up 7 sacks, you know, coming into the year. They haven't turned the ball over. They've got 2 turnovers on the year. So this will be a true big test for us this week. They have a rookie quarterback who's done an exceptional job thus far. And the last week, he, you know, due to some pressure and those type deals, you know, he got sacked 5 times. But for the most part, you know, as a rookie quarterback, he's done an exceptional job of getting the ball out quick, understanding what people are trying to do to him. And we'll be a big test for us this week. All right? Questions?
George, Coach Zimmer mentioned a significant fine. What are some other steps or some other things that you've done since the arrest?
Since then, I followed the protocol. I notified the team right away, notified Coach of it, followed the protocol, and went through the steps that were necessary to be at this point right now. I have been, you know, since that point in time of making sure that I've taken care of everything that they had asked me to take care of, I have, you know, put it behind me to ensure that it doesn't happen again and focused on what we got to get done now.
Make a donation somewhere?
A part of what I was required to do was to pay a fine.
Do you think this is just a one-time deal, or have there been any other issues regarding
alcohol? I don't think that it's a one-time deal. I know it's a one-time deal.
When you look at trying to force passers into making the perfect pass to be your defense or a matchup, how often would you say you create a situation where a quarterback has to make a perfect pass?
Well, that's what, you know, coverage goes hand in hand with pass rush. That's the one thing we believe in, the one thing that we teach, and our players understand it, done a great job of it thus far this year. So for us, it's understanding what we need to do leverage-wise in coverage to give them time to get to the quarterback. Our rushers understand what's happening protection-wise. So it all kind of ties hand in hand. I mean, you look at the success we've had hitting some of the quarterbacks that we've faced thus far, that's what it's been a combination of. And I think, you know, our guys are on the same page and understand that it's all tied hand in hand. We don't want to give up big plays, big throws down the field. So we have to be disciplined and leverage other coverage. And we've got to be able to, you know, understand what they're doing protection-wise to be able to get in good rush lanes for a quarterback. I mean, this kid can, you know, move around in the pocket. He's done it. He's bought time in the pocket. He likes to step up to throw the ball down the field to try to buy time. And those are things that we've been working on this week. The other thing he'll do is, you know, he's very good at getting a read, getting the ball out quick right now. So that's been a big part of what we've, you know, tried to stress.
Pressure the key on a young quarterback like that?
I think that's part of it, that and being able to have good leverage on the routes down the field. But a West Coast offense, that ball's coming out quick, and they do a great job of, you know, getting 5 people out in the route and those types of deals. So we're going to have to be very disciplined as far as the leverage of our coverage, whether it's underneath with the linebackers or safeties being down in the box, or whether we're back in deep half coverage underneath where they try to isolate us one-on-one underneath. So that'll be a big, you know, thing for us this week in preparation for the game.
George, since Zimmer got here, the Vikings, I think at first were like 2-8 on the road. Since then, you've won like 7 of 8 road games. You've totally turned it around. I mean, obviously the team has gotten better, but what are some of the keys to playing better on the road?
I think Coach Zimmer, you know, has done a great job since he's been here talking about situational football, and, you know, no matter where we're at, no matter what the situations are, whether it's the crowd noise or whatever, we try to have them prepared for that before we go into that situation. They know going in exactly what we've got to get accomplished, how we're going to have to accomplish it, and, you know, being able to adjust once you get in the game and something goes, you know, differently. So I think, you know, coaches emphasize that with our team and understand it, whether it's offensively, defensively, on special teams, the formula, what it's going to take to go win the game. And I think our guys know that going into a game, and then being able to adjust once we get into the game to those situations if something changes or how the course of the game is going.
How tough does Sproles make things, just given his versatility?
You know, I've coached against him for a lot of years. A very versatile back, does an excellent job, you know, in the route running, receiving the football, run after catch. He's elusive in the open field. So he'll be a good test. I mean, it'll be a true test with him this weekend. And to do it at the level that he's done it for as long as he's done it, I mean, it'll take a lot of concentration and focus on what we got to get done to take him out of it.
Is he a guy that you can kind of try to match up one-on-one with, I mean, a linebacker? Or he's kind of a unique guy?
Well, he is a unique guy, but, you know, not to get into the game plan or what we've got planned this weekend, but he's definitely someone we'll be paying attention to.
More for George.
Good. All right, thanks, guys.